Now, there are various things, kinds of things you can do with cranberries. You can cook them and eat the cranberries whole, but they can also make a kind of what?
Jam?
Or another word for that, cranberry...
sauce?
You ever hear it called cranberry dip? Or you ever use a different word for sauce? For example, a kind of stuff that you'd serve on a pudding, a sauce that you'd put on a pudding. You ever hear it called dip or dope? Would you have used that yourself? Mm-hmm. It's usually a sauce. Okay. Now, if you had a little bit of food between meals, you might refer to that as a little...
lunch or snack.
Okay. Let's say, if I say to you, we ate at 6 o'clock, when did you eat? You say, when did you eat today? And you might answer, say, give me any time, say you ate at 12. Would you say 8?
Oh, yeah.
When did you eat?
Oh, yeah, I ate.
Okay. They still say et in Britain. Perfectly good language in England today.
Eight.
Then I might ask you, how often have you, same word, how often have you
eaten?
Okay. If you want a cup of coffee, you might say to somebody, it won't take me long to what?
Take a lunch?
No, you all you want is a cup of coffee. And
sip a cup of coffee?
Well, before you sip it, you've got to do something else. You've got to put the ingredients together. You might say, it won't take me long to do what?
Boil
a cup? Would you say ever say cook some coffee?
Cook, yeah.
Cook some coffee or boil some coffee, either one.
Cook some coffee.
Okay. Remember any different kinds of, remember any word for a deep apple pie that they used to make? What do you call it? Anything else besides that?
Apple pie.
Didn't call it cobbler? Now you want to drink water, you drink it from a what? Not a dish, but a
cup or glass.
Okay. And if there was a glass of water here, and we turned our heads and the glass of water wasn't there, we wonder what happened to the glass of water, and Keith says, I
drank it.
Okay. And we might ask him, well, just how much water have you
drank today? Mm-hmm. Or did you drink today?
Okay. Somebody comes in, an invitation, or rather some strangers come in, let's say. They come to your house for dinner, and you're standing around the table, and you say to them, oh, won't you
have a bite with
us? Or before you have a bite, you probably have to, well, won't you please
sit down?
Alright, now, you might say he walked over to the chair and
sat down.
And now you're again, we're back at the table again, and people are sitting around the table, and you say, go ahead and
help yourself.
And somebody doesn't really want any of these broccoli. And he says to you, oh, I'm sorry, I don't
feel like eating.
Or if he wants to be very, very tactful, he says, he doesn't like broccoli. He didn't want to say that, so he says, I'm sorry, I just don't
care for
it. Okay. Now, we have